Hey, watch Andrew Luck, first game in the NFL, and the return of Jay Cutler.
Bears-Colts, Sunday on the lakefront in Chicago. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to another season of Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, this Bears offense on paper is probably the best since the 1980s when you played as far as talent and depth. What are your thoughts about what we're going to see on Sunday with the offense against the Indianapolis Colts?
I think the talent of this era of football is completely different than any Chicago Bears fans have ever seen. When you look at the receiver position exclusively, the wide receiver position, and you're talking about height 6'4 plus, no Chicago Bears team has ever gone to the line of scrimmage with two receivers that size. And they got the tight end 6'7, Kellen Davis. They got Earl Bennett. They got Devin Hester. That's only the receivers at the line of scrimmage. Now let's talk about behind the line of scrimmage, and you have Matt Forte and Michael Bush. Without talking about the quarterback position, there's a lot of weapons for the ball to be distributed to. So I think the attack of the Chicago Bears offense will be different than it's ever been in the past. Every single team that's ever faced the Bears has always been concerned about stopping the run. Now they have to be concerned about how they're going to control the pass.
Now, this is the first game for Mike Tice's offensive coordinator. I know they're doing a lot of runs that are similar to last season, but it is the first game. There is a lot of new talent on the field, like you mentioned. How effective do you think they're going to be, and how smooth are things going to be in the first game of the season?
There's always going to be growing pains. You know, Mike Tice understands his talent better than anybody out there, and he's going to use the most effective plays initially at the early portion of the season to gain some confidence. But I also think it's a good thing that there's not a lot known about Mike Tice and the way he's going to call a game. You don't have that statistical breakdown to get kind of a feeling of what Mike Tice calls in certain situations.
Big topic this week, looking at the other side of the ball, is Brian Urlacher and how effective he can be. He missed the entire preseason with an injury, but he did a few years ago too, and he came in the first game and got 14 tackles and a sack against Detroit. What do you expect to see from Brian in the game on Sunday?
I think fortunately they're in a position this year with the Bears defense that they don't have to rely on Brian Urlacher. So that means he's not going to have to go out there and have 75 snaps. They're fortunate that the temperature is going to be comfortable at about 72, 75 degrees. So then put him in there when you need him. Find out the down and distances that he's comfortable with. Find out the type of defenses that he likes to play. You got Nick Roach, who's a talented linebacker. Everybody knows about Lance Briggs. And they got Geno Hayes. So they do have replacements for this speed aspect.
Now, Brian Urlacher and the Bears defense are going to be facing one of five quarterbacks that's starting as a rookie in the first game most ever in NFL history. Andrew Luck is a special player. What are your impressions of him? Is he a typical rookie quarterback?
No, he's the most talented rookie quarterback to ever come into the league. You talk about Peyton Manning, you talk about John Elway and Dan Marino. When you look at athleticism, intelligence, being raised about the game, and being a smart individual, Andrew Luck has it all. And I think that one thing you do have to respect is his athleticism, because if he doesn't find his downfield passing attack, he's willing to turn it and run it upfield.
Well, let's say you're in charge of a veteran Bears defense. Do you attack the guy? Do you blitz him? Or do you just kind of sit back, play your regular defense, and hope that he's not patient enough to pick you apart down the field?
I heard him make a statement that the position that he's most impressed with is the speed at linebacker. So I make things very difficult. I put a lot of movement in front of his face. I don't ever let him get into a comfort zone where he has a clear viewing alley downfield. And that's what you have to do. As much as he thinks the game hasn't sped up that much since college, when the regular season gets here, it's going to hit a speed that he's never seen.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from Molly Beck, and it's a good question that a lot of people, I think, are wondering. Which tight end or wide receiver do you think is going to benefit most from all the focus that defenses are going to place on Brandon Marshall?
You know, I think there's going to be two guys. One, and he's no secret, is Devin Hester. If they get sustained protection and they're worried about covering the big guys, look for Devin Hester to get in space. And I like rookie Evan Rodriguez. He's the best catching tight end I think the Bears have. And if he can get activated in the backfield as an H-back, then get active on the line of scrimmage as a tight end, then get downfield in some mismatches, look for big catches out of Evan Rodriguez.
Tom, I want you to make your case for one player in this week's game that's going to have a big impact.
Lance Briggs, Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer, rookie quarterback. Urlacher, you don't know his status. Lance Briggs can do a lot of things. He can stop the run. He can play the passing game. He's a great leader in the locker room. Lance Briggs is my major player of the week.
Tom, I'm going to stick with defense, but I'm going to go with a guy at cornerback named Tim Jennings. Jennings worked all offseason on his ball skills, getting more takeaways. He was great during OTAs, minicamp, and training camp. I think he's going to have a big interception in the game on Sunday. Well, Tom, thanks for all the great input this week on Game Preview. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.